Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Benson, and today is Wednesday, honey. It is Super Wild Wednesday, baby. As my friend old Sammy says, the Fierce Female Network, it is a wild ride up in here. Do you hear what I'm saying? Listen, honey, mama is so wild, I don't ride horses, baby. I ride the deers, the oxes, the rhinos, the elephants, baby. You know what I'm saying? I will get up on a rhino and a bull, honey, and ride that sucker till he can't run no more. Do you hear me up in here? Listen, let me tell you something. It is Wild Wednesday on today. It is October the 5th, 2022, 10 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 11 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Batardi, baby. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. There's two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum, my darling. Listen, I got some bad music on today. Independent artist Gambit. Listen, y'all, let me tell you something. Independent artist Gambit and his whole team, they are super dope, super fly. They are all up there. They are special, kind people. Yes, they are. Listen, tell you something. Gambit is an alternative hip-hop artist who uses a unique delivery and explores a plethora of topics, mental health, his faith, and having fun. Gambit is a Christian but prefers his music to be considered hip-hop, baby. Now, y'all know what? Who gonna be listening to this music? Come on, engineer, come on. Oh, my goodness. Listen, y'all, let me tell y'all something up in here. Got some super hot music by independent artist Gambit. Listen, I want you also to do me a favor. While you're on Facebook, use the keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like. I would greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen, I do have a word from my sponsor. I want you guys to check this out. Listen, ladies, you know we like to work on our skin, our complexion, our hair. At least I do. Listen, I take my time to work on myself. Yes, I do, babies. Listen, ladies, y'all check this out right now. Check it out.
Here at Heavely, we are proud to introduce our new line of high-quality and cutting-edge personal care products. Visit us at https://www.heavely.com. Visit us at Heavely.com.
I want you guys to know that Heavely provide advanced personal care solutions, and it is on the market. I want you guys to know they are proud to introduce their all-new line of high-quality and cutting-edge personal care products. Their products are formulated with some of the top active ingredients, extracts, and antioxidants to achieve the results you demand. Rest assured, you will grow to love and appreciate each of all the products from the very first time and use it and see excellent transformation results. Transformation, that is the key and operative word, transformation. Because y'all know when we use products, ladies, y'all know when we use products on our skin, we want to see a difference, right? We want to see a difference. Listen, I want you to visit the website, which is HEEVLI.com, HEEVLI.com. You got to love the website. It is really phenomenal. So listen, you guys, I've checked out the website, took a look around, and I am really liking what I see. Listen, they have the new Mystic soap cover. Listen, they got some really nice stuff. I'm going to click right here. You guys know when it comes to websites and different things and products, I do look around and check it out. So listen, they have body care, cosmetics, hair care, face care, health and nutrition. And so I want you to know, and I want you to look around on the website, they have a lot of great items. It is high quality. Operative word, quality, 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 quality. So listen, you are really going to be taken in. I'm telling you, listen here. Let me tell you, so this show is live. Just to let you know, it's not pre-recorded. So what I'm doing is I'm looking at the website right now and telling you what I am viewing on the website. The website is very well done. The products are on the site. There's a lot of information on the site. When it comes to products, we need information, information, information. We need to see results, and this is what you do see on the website. You will see testimonies on the website. You'll see before and after pictures on the website, and I really like the one with the wrinkles, the before and after, the skin care, health, nutrition, body care, hair and makeup. See, listen, it is the best. So once again, it's HEEVLI.com. I want you guys to visit the website and take a look around. If you want to improve your look, improve your skin, this is the place to go. HEEVLI.com. It's HEEVLI.com. HEEVLI.com. You'll find some great products on the site. Now, listen, I got some great music for you. I want you guys to check this out. This is some good stuff. Now, this song is called Cookies. It is by independent artist Gambit. And I am telling you, I was thinking about if I wanted to play the song first because it reminded me of something, but I'm going to wait. I want you guys to hear this song. It's called Cookies, Cookies, Cookies. Everybody loves cookies. You know what I'm saying up in here. Everybody enjoys cookies. Now, listen, yeah, I got some stuff going here. My thing is just acting all crazy. Listen, all right. You know, when you're getting ready to play something good, when you're really doing something for the Lord, when you're doing kingdom work, you know, the enemy tries to get all up in your stuff. I was just about to play Cookies, and then my keyboard, my thing just went all crazy nuts on me. So, listen, you can just get on out of here because I got something really special to say about cookies and this song, and I'm going to get it out. So listen, I want you guys to check this out. This is called Cookies, independent artist Gambit. Gambit, Gambit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Find me in the kitchen.
I don't wanna make cookies, I just wanna bake. In the sun, somebody said that I was fake. All around the world, nobody knows my name. We are not the same, no we are not the same. No we are not the same, dang rappers in fact. You're about the dough, all these rappers about the cash. We can make it flow, and we can make it last. You just want the cookies, we're in it for the craft. Living this dichotomy, well I don't try to be. I'm stuck up in this lie that everybody's got a side to see. If I don't make it viral, then I'm probably just a mockery. If I don't make it viral, then I guess I'm not a fly MC. I'm balanced on this tightrope, my shoes are razor blades. 30,000 feet up, standing next to airplanes. Rapping's just another game that I don't really care to play. I just dive deeper like a G, stuck in lowercase. Open safe, stealing all the money like it's no debate. Poker face, peel out till your hopes are raised. Throw grenades, feeling like the coast is safe. Then I hit the motorway, rap game overpaid. 30 million stowed away, colder than an icebox, chilling where the soda stays. You can run the game, but at the end, you'll get broken legs. Money in guitar cases, playing in small stages, starving while I'm baking in the kitchen of all places. I don't wanna make cookies, I just wanna bake. In the sun, somebody said that I was fake. All around the world, nobody knows my name. We are not the same, no we are not the same. No we are not the same, dang rappers in fact. You're about the dough, all these rappers about the cash. We can make it flow, and we can make it last. Want the cookies, we're in it for the craft.
Making a new thing just for the love of the art. Trying to hold this game together while you rip it apart and pick it apart. Commercialism sickens the stars. Any wonder they burn bright but fall twice as hard. Cause it's all about the money, at least the others be telling me. Selling the souls of devils like modern day Mephistopheles. Unpopular opinion, but someone has gotta say it. The choke chain is gilded with gold. Watch what you're playing with. Runaway rudder, the ship is sinking fast. Draining like the liquid in my sink without the strings attached. Sick of all the sycophants who enable the ignorant. Making millions, I'll just be pocketing common sense. Cause change will energize the mass.
cookies, I just wanna bake. In the sun, somebody said that I was fake. All around the world, nobody knows my name. We are not the same, no we are not the same. No we are not the same dang rappers, in fact. You're about the dough, all these rappers about the cash. We can make it flow, and we can make it last. You just want the cookies, we're in it for the craft.
You know, I'm really liking and I'm really loving what independent artist Gambit has. I like that song, Cookies. Listen, they are really different. They really are different. I am loving what they are doing. Their music is so dope and so fly. Let me tell you something. I got a lot to say. They really bring out a lot of me. I got a lot to say right here. Listen, one of my dreams with this network is to be able to one day, and I know it's going to take a lot of work for this to happen, to create a network where artists, independent artists that are so super talented and so serious about their craft, like independent artists, build a network where the artists can collaborate and link up with people in the industry, people that's A&R reps. I'm talking about really doing something different and not just music. I'm talking about changing lives. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about changing lives for the better. You know, if you're not trying to work on a mission or have a vision to change somebody's life, then what are we doing? What are we doing? And so my thing is this. My dream is this with this network is to be able to take independent artists who are really, really serious about their craft and really, really talented, take them and match them up with, I'm talking about TV networks. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about TV networks, and I get these people all the time across the network, and I'm like, well, gosh, how can I do this? How can I get these TV networks to talk with some of these artists and get the conversation going so people can link up and work together? I believe in dominating the airway. So listen, when you have independent artists like Gambit, and then you have connections with TV networks, I believe they should work together, because you gotta dominate and dominate the airwaves. In order, when you dominate the airwaves, then you can change things. You can shake things up, and then you can change things when you dominate the airwaves. And I am so serious. I believe that. I just believe that when you dominate the radio, when you dominate on television, when you dominate cable, then you become a mighty force of change, right? So when you have the right individuals in the right places with the right connections, you're doing what? To me, that's kingdom business, and that is kingdom work. It's not about putting, oh, my gosh, you know, I always do this. See, independent artist Gambit does this to me. It's not about putting on a shine. It's not about just putting on an act or a show or acting or making somebody laugh. It's about kingdom business. Why are you doing these things? Why are we in entertainment? Why are you in entertainment? For me, it's about changing a life, being able to do what? You got to have the finances to change a culture. You got to have finances to change a continent. See, my baby is Africa. My baby is Africa, to change one life at a time, to change a continent. Now, listen. I'm going to say this about Cookies. Listen, this song Cookies is just so fly. Listen, when I was thinking about the song Cookies, I was thinking about Girl Scout Cookies. See, listen, I'm going to use this story, and I'm so true, I'm so transparent. We need to have an appetite for God the way I used to have an appetite for Girl Scout Cookies. See, the song reminds me of Girl Scout Cookies. And everybody was so in love with Girl Scout Cookies, right? But listen, I was so serious about Girl Scout Cookies. When I moved to different states, the person who was my person for the Girl Scout Cookies would ship the cookies to wherever I was. I am so serious about my circle, and I don't play around with this. I do not play. I don't care if you're selling, you know, really see that you're a professional, you're serious about what you're doing. I could move to Timbuktu. I'm going to get that piece of material from you because I know you're going to do what you're going to do, and you're serious, and you're at the top of your game. So listen, the one lady that I was so attached to with these Girl Scout cookies, you know why? I trusted her. I knew she was going to ship the cookies to wherever I was, and I knew that I was going to get them. Listen, it was a girl I was going to went to high school with her, and she had a kid, yada, and she was in the Girl Scouts, and I always supported her. I said, okay, send me 10 boxes of the Girl Scout cookies. I couldn't eat 10 boxes of Girl Scout cookies, but I did it because I supported her and her child. This is God Heaven 2. It is the God Heaven 2. So listen, I said all that to say this. We need to have an appetite for God the way I had an appetite about those Girl Scout cookies. I was serious about those cookies, and I'm telling them Thin Mints was my favorite. So listen, we need to go hard after God. You know what? When you go hard after God, you will want for nothing. When your heart is pure, when you purely and you are seriously sincere about going after God. And what was that, Rick? Oh, Jesus, just came in. Rick Warren, I think he wrote the book, God Chasers. Chase after God with everything within you. When you chase after God with everything within you, believe me, the door is going to open for you like never before. God will hand you whatever you need to do to get your kingdom business done. So it's like this. It is like this. Listen, let me say this. I'm going to play one more song by independent artist Gamut. Listen, when you get serious about God's business, the old saints used to say this all the time. Thank God for the saints. When you get serious about God's business, he will sure enough get serious about you. Believe me, when you get serious about changing this world one soul at a time, you know, helping people to understand that they need God, I am telling you, whatever you need in your ministry, it's going to come flying down out of nowhere. I am telling you, people will walk up to you and give you what you need. Because why? You are creating and doing kingdom business. You are serious about God's business. Believe me, you're not going to go lacking. You're not going to go lacking. You don't have to worry. Listen, when you do God's business, Jesus Christ, I didn't mean to say all this, but I got one more song to play. When you are serious about God's business, you're not going to go lacking for anything. And listen, kingdom business also is about sowing. You got to sow. And when you sow and you give into other people, you know what? God, he's going to give it back into you. Because what? You're planting a seed. You're planting a seed. You're planting a seed. Don't just plant that seed anywhere. Listen, make sure the ground is good ground, because it's going to come back strong. It's going to come back mighty. It's going to come back like you've never seen before. So listen, when you are serious about God's business, kingdom business, you'll have a peace in you like never before, because when you're not worried. You're God's kid. You're God's kid. You're God's child. You don't have to worry about anything. And my God, and I know God is going to take care of us. So listen, when you are God's child, you can rest assured. You can rest in God. You can rest in God. But listen, the one thing about it, we still are human, and we still have our human thoughts, and sometimes we have to bring our thoughts and our thinking in, because you know how the enemy plays tricks. And so you got to really get a hold of your thinking and your thoughts, too, because the enemy will try to play with your mind, and so don't let him do that. Don't let him do that. And so right now I got a song here I want to play. This is called River. This is River by independent artist Gamut. River. And I like this song. I love this song. See, listen, independent artist Gamut, he really gets me started up, because this music is good stuff. It is good stuff. And listen, at his heart, he has God at the heart of what he's doing. I can feel it. I've never met him in the flesh, but I can feel that at the heart of what he's doing, he truly does have God in his heart, what he is doing. And I just know that, and I just feel that. So listen, River, this is River.
Oh. Got my keys in my pocket. There we go. Yeah. When I get the chance, will it go right? When I get the chance, will it go right? When I get the chance, will it go right? When I get the chance, yeah. And I want peace, peace like a river. I wanna get down, ghost riding in a phantom. I wanna hold your hand till you know it's all better. I wanna hold your hand till you know it's all better. If you want peace, peace like a river, and you don't really care about the rental Rolls Phantom. You wanna hold my hand, but you know it ain't better. Yeah, you wanna hold my hand, but you know it ain't better. And I have
so many questions, so many lies, so many reasons keep you out of my mind.
I'm sorry that I couldn't. I'm sorry that I couldn't do this anymore. I'm sorry that I couldn't. I'm sorry that I couldn't do this anymore. This hole in my chest just got a lot deeper. I can't help you when I can't help me either. I'm stuck inside my head, now I'm burning like a fever. And the flames are getting higher, so I know I gotta leave her.
I said I'm sorry, baby, but you know I can't change. I wanna see what happens when we go our different ways. I know I'm gonna backtrack on everything I said when I get another chance.
Baby, please just let me stay.
Your hands.
You wanna hold my hand, but you know it ain't better. And I have,
yeah. You gotta have peace like a river. Let me tell you something. We got to have peace like a river, and the only way to have peace like a river is to be in him. Let me tell you something. You guys, I'm going to say this, and then I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. You know, I've been listening to those who went through Hurricane Ian. I do so many different things. It's a wonder I can even keep up with it all. But listen, let me tell you something. I've been processing. I've had the opportunity to process insurance claims for those who went through Hurricane Ian. And I am telling you something. We are blessed beyond measure. You never know how people are dealing with what they are going through. You know, different individuals, and when you talk to a lot of different people all over the place, you can't help but to be thankful for what you have. You know what I'm saying? So listen, this is my point here. He's singing about peace like a river. There are some individuals that went through Hurricane Ian, and that was the most horrible storm ever. But let me tell you something. Some people I talk to, of course, they all shook up and things like that. And, of course, you can expect it because it was horrible. And then I talk to some other people, and it's like they didn't even go through anything. It's like, oh, my God. You know, the difference in different people, it's like, you know, you can just tell when you talk to people. Some people are just so calm. It's like, oh, my God, how can you be that calm? But you know how they can be that calm, because they have a residue on the inside of them that's holding them together. And that residue, that person, that being, is God. And then you have some people just, you know, just all out of sorts. So let me tell you something. Let me say this really quickly. I want you to do this. And I brought up Hurricane Ian for a reason, because of the song River. And this, I want you to do this. Sow into somebody. Try sowing into someone. If you've never sown into anyone or anything before, I want you to try it within the next couple of days, because the principle of sowing and reaping is real, whether you believe it or not. You could be a Christian, maybe you just got into Christianity, and you don't think about sowing and reaping, you're not sure. But let me tell you this. You can sow. It does not have to always be money. People always think about financial sowing. You can sow your time. You can sow a beautiful thing into a person's life. Do you know, when you sow into a person, it changes them. You could come across an individual, and be prayerful when you decide who you want to sow into or what you want to sow into, whether it's finances or time. Listen, and be prayerful, and you decide who the person that you're going to sow into. Maybe they need some help with something. I'm going to tell you something. I sowed into people all the time. It's just my way of living. Let me tell you something. When I was living in Atlanta, living in Marietta, I would go walking every single day. And I know I'm out of time. I'm going to say this really quickly. I would go walking pretty much every morning. That was just my thing. That was my routine, to go walking. And one day, it didn't matter. I was never afraid. Listen. I would go early in the morning. It was one day. God, I'll never forget this guy. I will never forget this man. It was a senior. He was out in his front yard. He was trying to rake up the leaves. And I'm like, oh, my God. He had to be like maybe 70, 72, 73 years old. And I would never forget it. The sun was out, and I think it had rain, and it was wet, and he was trying to get all these. I'm like, I go over there. I says, wait a minute. I says, can I help you? You know, it's like, here comes this little black girl, you know. It's like, I'm like, can I help you? And I'm like, Jesus, this is when I found out how hard it is to rake up wet leaves. So I'm out there with the rake trying to help. He went and sat down in his garage, right? And so I get the rake, and I'm raking all the leaves. The yard was so big, and I'm like, oh, my God. You know, and I'm sweating. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's the hardest thing ever. And so I'm out there, and I'm doing the best that I possibly can do. And I'm trying to get up as many leaves as I possibly can for him. And so then after a while, he's like, you know, you got to take a break. He's like, wait a minute, this is just too much. And so then I stopped raking. I did some. I didn't get the whole yard done because it was a big yard. He goes in. He says, come on in. So I went into the garage, and we sat down and started talking. Guess what, guys? Guess what? This man was a toy maker. Now, I didn't know this man was a toy maker. I was blown away. Inside, the moments I was outside was okay. But then when I got inside, I was like, thank you, God, for having me to stop to help this man and break these leaves. I went inside in the garage, and I was like, Jesus, this man is a toy maker. I was blown away. I was fascinated. I've never met a real-life toy maker, and I'm not talking about toys that you just make. This man was cutting wood. He was seriously making these airplanes from the Vietnam War, and everything. I'm like, oh my God, and he gives me some of the toys, and we sat there and talked for I don't know how long. I met a friend. We talked so long, and then we went inside and we talked some more. And so listen, every time I would go past his house, I would wave hi. And to this day, I didn't even ask his name. Still don't even know his name. I would wave at him, hi, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? And listen, I sold my time into him. I met a friend. He gave me some of his handmade toys. And I think he was dropping the toys off to some hospital where the children had cancer. So anyway, it just cycle. It keeps cycling. So listen, you got to sow time. You can sow finances, whatever God tells you to do that. Help someone along the way, and believe me, it will pay off and it will benefit you. So stopping to help him break those leaves, it blessed me beyond measure, because I had a friend, I sat there and I talked with him, and it was delightful, it was wonderful, and looking at all those toys in that garage was just phenomenal, 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 phenomenal. So listen, I am pretty much out of time, and I got to get on up out of here, in the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.